Hi everyone, this is Nina and welcome to another episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. Happy holidays. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I hope you are enjoying. So this is episode 8. Can you believe it? Episode 8. I'm almost done with my first season. My goal is for the first season to do, I'm thinking 10 episodes. This episode 8 is life with new baby and breastfeeding. My episode 9, I'm actually gonna have another special guest. So tune in, that should be up sometime this weekend. And then episode 10 is gonna be about going back to work, looking for childcare, my journey with that. So I hope you all are ready. Thank you as always for tuning in to episode 8. So here we go. So my last episode was my labor and delivery story. And I had my son March 4th, 2019. That was a Monday morning. And I was in the hospital all of Monday, all of Tuesday, and Wednesday I came home. We left the hospital. It was late in the afternoon. It was definitely after 4. They were really nice at the hospital. They let us take our time. There wasn't really a set time that we had to be out, so we could have left in the morning, afternoon, night, whatever. So that was really nice. I didn't feel rushed. So we came home from the hospital Wednesday, March 6th in the late afternoon, and it was freezing out. It was cold. It had snowed 2 days prior, so it was very frigid. We had to bundle Kojo up because it was just too cold. And when we got home, interestingly enough, that is when my milk supply had came in. So my couple of days in the hospital after having him, I was putting him on both breasts and I was trying to nurse him. He was latching. I was trying to get used to holding him and like which position I wanted to do. So in the hospital, I didn't know really if he was getting enough milk, if he was really drinking any at all. I don't think that my milk had fully come in. And I think I said on the previous episode that it takes maybe 3 to 4 days, like after giving birth, for your milk to come in. So when we got home, you know, we were just trying to get kind of settled back in, not really doing too much. And my mom was here with Kwame and I and with baby Kojo, and then my sister after work, she had came over. And I said, you know what, like Kojo was asleep, and I'm like, let him sleep, let me, you know, get a chance to lay down and rest. My mom's here, my sister's here, Kwame's here, so I have some time. So I'm like, let me lay down for like a half an hour. And I was in the bedroom and the heat was on and like under covers and blankets, and I started shivering and I started shaking, and I was like, why am I shivering and shaking? Why am I so cold? Like, it's not cold in this room, but I'm freezing. And I didn't know what was going on with my body. And I was telling Kwame, I'm just not feeling right. I'm cold, I'm shaking, I'm shivering. What's going on? And I called my mom, and my mom came in and she was looking at me and she said, well, I'm gonna call your doctor. So she called my doctor, my OBGYN, to ask her, you know, or just to really tell her like what was going on with me. And she told her, and come to find out, the reason why I was feeling the way that I was is because my milk was coming in. And she said, well, I had two options. I could nurse Kojo or I could pump. So I said, okay, well, at least like I know what is going on and like why I'm feeling this way. And I did feel that my boobs were getting bigger. So I did end up nursing him, but it was just a freaky and scary situation altogether because I had no idea what was going on. I was like freaking out and it was just crazy. So I say this kind of all to say, like, if you are that woman, like, if you experience the same thing, something similar, know that it's just your milk coming in. Don't freak out. I mean, you still might freak out, but don't be, I guess, alarmed or nervous. Like, it's natural. So, Kojo continued to have both breast milk and formula. We didn't stop the formula just because my milk had came in. He was kind of used to the formula, so we gave him like the Similac out of the little newborn bottles, and he took to that. So I would give him formula, we would feed him formula, and a lot of times when I was breastfeeding him or trying to breastfeed him, I felt like I just wasn't doing it right, like I was doing something wrong. It took me a while to get used to breastfeeding him, kind of get used to holding him. It was a lot, you know, it wasn't easy. And with formula, you know how much your baby is getting. You know if they're getting an ounce or 2 ounces. But with breastfeeding, if you're nursing from your nipple, you don't know like the intake or how much your baby's getting. Now, if you pump and your baby's drinking from the bottle, then you know the ounces, but not when they're drinking from your breast alone. And I think that was hard for me because I was always asking myself and wondering, like, is Kojo getting enough to drink? I never really knew. And when I was in the hospital before my milk had fully came in, I felt defeated. I felt like, you know, what's wrong with me? Like, am I doing something right? And although, like, I was told, okay, you know, it's gonna take days for your milk to come in from the lactation specialist, who was excellent, by the way, like, all the days that I was at the hospital, she would check on me, I just still felt like, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I not getting this? Why is it hard? But I wasn't going to let that stop me from trying. I kept trying every day, multiple times a day. I said, you know what, I'm going to get this down pat, because I knew that even prior to having Kojo, I knew that I wanted to breastfeed. I mean, my mom breastfed my sister and I, and we didn't even have formula when we were babies. Like, we were strictly breastfed babies. And so I did my research and I just knew the benefits of breastfeeding, but I never, like, I tried not to feel bad also that Kojo was getting formula, because some women who want to strictly breastfeed, they can feel kind of bad and feel like, you know, something's wrong with me, like my child's getting formula. But I tried not to feel bad, and I just knew, you know, as long as my baby was getting fed, he was happy, he wasn't hungry, he was doing well. So the transition from hospital to bringing Kojo home was different. Kojo slept in his bassinet in our bedroom right beside Kwame, so he was with us and he slept very well in his bassinet. We would have to wake him up every 2-3 hours to feed him, but for the most part he slept really good. And that was kind of a transition, the lack of sleep. Like, we both weren't getting a lot of sleep. Like, we would take turns when it came to feeding, we would take turns when it came to changing the diaper. But I think for us, like, that was a big transition, like the lack of sleep and taking care of another little human being. So I took my maternity leave from the middle of February to May. I went back to work the first week of May. And Kwame was able to be home with Kojo for the whole month of May, which was great. He was able to get paternity leave from his job. So it was nice that I was able to have the bonding time with Kojo that I did, and I was still going to have it, but I thought it was great that Kojo and his dad was able to bond. I thought that that was great because not a lot of dads are able to get that amount of time, a month or even longer. Some take a week or 2 weeks or even less than that, like they do what they have to do. And at my job, I was able to take my maternity leave, get paid up to a certain point, and then after Kojo was born, I was able to apply for New Jersey family leave because I live in New Jersey. So that was great. That was able to help and subsidize. And I had already planned to be off during the summer. Usually I work during the summer, not the full summer, just like a month for summer school, but I had planned to be off. So I used my leave time with NJ family leave for the summer as well. So I would say, if you are a mom, soon to be mom, look into the state that you live in and look at the family leave options that they have. I know every state doesn't offer that, but New Jersey is definitely one of them. If you do live in New Jersey, and then look at your employer, at your job, and what maternity leave options they offer. So Kwame was home with Kojo for a month, May to June, beginning of May to the beginning of June. And when I was home with Kojo from March and April, it was nice because every day after work, my mom would come and help me, and she'd visit us, and she gave me time. I think I spoke about this before. She gave me time to like eat, to shower, to take a nap. It was so nice and it was so needed. And she would just sometimes even just spend a little time, but it was just wonderful to have her there. And my sister would come here and there, and my dad. So it was nice. So once it got close for me to go back to work, I was nervous in the beginning. I really was. I was nervous, but then I was also looking forward to it and kind of excited that I could get back to my regular routine, that I could see work friends and chat with them and have some adult conversation. That's what my mom said. She said, you know, it'll be nice. You get to go back to work. It'll be a different routine. You can have some adult conversations. And I was like, yeah, you know, that'll actually be good. And it also helped me to feel a lot less nervous and kind of anxious, knowing that Kojo was still going to be home and that he was going to be home with his dad. So I was just happy that they were going to be able to have that bonding time and that experience. So the first day I went back, I left a very, very detailed note for Kwame saying the diapers are here, the feeding schedule's here. I wanted everything planned out. And he said, I got it. I know what to do. So going back was nice. And I only had to be back at work for all of May and like partial of June to like mid-June. So it wasn't a long time. And it was nice to socialize, to see coworkers, and knowing Kojo was home and happy really made my transition back to work a lot better, especially because he was still young and it was so soon. Because when I went back to work, let me see, Kojo was only 3 months, you know. But then it made it easier too, also knowing that, okay, he's gonna be home for a while, but then in the summer I'll have the rest of June, July, and August to be back with him. So I was really looking forward to the summer months of being with him and learning with him and watching him grow and his development. So I mean, that's pretty much baby having Kojo home. I would say the big key pointers in the beginning was breastfeeding. I would say if you're a mom who wants to breastfeed, I would say cut yourself some slack. Don't be too hard on yourself. Take it easy. Don't feel defeated in the beginning if you're not catching on, if you're not getting it right. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you have to give your child formula. A lot of moms supplement. They do breastfeeding and they do formula, so don't feel bad about that as well. And even right now, like, my son he's eating solid foods now because he's almost 10 months on January 4th. Woo-hoo-hoo. But he doesn't even really take to the formula anymore. He mostly just wants the breast milk and he wants it from the source because in the summer, that is how he had it. But I would say, you know, you'll get it. You know, don't beat yourself up. If you give your child formula, it's okay. It's totally fine. And I would say, and if you want to know which formula is good, I would say Similac. We used like the liquid newborn ones, and we also did powder. But the liquid newborn ones are great because they come with the nipple as well, and it's already made. You don't have to like put the powder in the water and do all of that. But yeah, breastfeeding, and I would say the transitioning from bringing baby home, you know, it's not easy. Waking up every couple of hours, changing them. But if you have a good partner who's helping you, if you have a good support team, family and relatives, like, it definitely helps. And because I know being home with Kojo in the beginning was a lot of work. Like, Kwame stayed with me maybe a couple of days when we came home with Kojo, but when he went back to work and I was with Kojo from morning to like later when my mom got home, it was a lot of work. I was tired and it was a lot going on, but it was enjoyable, and so it was great to have my mom. So if you can have a mom or a sister or an aunt or just anyone that can, or a dad or anyone that can come and like help you and relieve some of that stress and give you a time to nap, eat, shower, have a break, it's so great. And then transitioning back to work, I mean, everybody does it in their own time and some people don't, but don't be so hard on yourself if you do have to go back to work early. That happens for some women, and just know that you'll get through it. All right, ladies and gents, that's the end of episode 8. I hope you all enjoyed it. Episode 9 is going to be a special guest, so I hope you guys enjoy. Episode 10 is going to be about the childcare hunt and how that was. It was an experience in itself. Love you all very much. Have a good one. Bye.